fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 12th day of December, year of our Lord 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. And proper tip of the day, we got some time to talk about this morning. I haven't talked about this in any detail in quite a while. Proper tip of the day is to get yourself a copy of the book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It is a free download at my website at thelibertyman.com. Although once you find out it's over 300 pages, you might just want to get your very own copy delivered to your door by Amazon for $5.49. Since the copyright's long expired, it is a free download at my website. Just scroll down the right side of my homepage, and you'll see it stand alone there, just above concealed carry training. The book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Excuse me. Okay. We're going to have open lines also. I'm going to tell my story about my involvement with the power of my subconscious mind. I have a goal this morning. The goal is to educate and inform and hopefully get some of you folks to take some action. I think that would be a good thing. The book was published, I believe, about the time I was a senior in high school. Let's see if I can get the publication date here. And let's see, Bantam Books, original publication date. Well, I'm not seeing it here. It's not jumping off the page at me. Oh, here we go, 1963. So I would have been a freshman in high school. As I sometimes say, if I'd gotten a copy of this book 50 years ago and read it and comprehended it, and incorporated these principles into my life, well, it's no telling where I would be right now. But I'm satisfied with where I am, but my life could have certainly gone some different directions. First of all, for all you Christians out there, the majority of my listeners are Christian, Dr. Murphy was a pastor, a Christian pastor. He had a huge following. Thousands of people went to his sermons on Sundays. The author of 30 books, a brilliant man, a man who traveled around the planet lecturing and attempting to help people get the information that he wanted to get to them. Well, let's start with John Moore's story. The summer of 1965, I surrendered my life to Jesus and brought Jesus into my heart and became a young adult Christian at that point in time. Then we had a youth pastor at the church I was going to, and he had a very powerful message, and I surrendered to Jesus and was baptized that summer as a young adult. The summer of 1965, I would have turned 17 years old. Yeah, 17. 18. Excuse me. 18. Yeah. Young adult. It was just before I turned just before my 18th birthday. Fast forward a few weeks. Now, my academic career in high school was lackluster for reasons I won't go into. It was that fall of 1965 that I figured out, my very mature 18-year-old brain figured out what I had been doing as opposed to what I should be doing, and I finally took my academic studies seriously. In the meantime, I was quite the athlete. I was competing in a state track meet the year of 1965, the state outdoor track meet, and was a football player. So I'm in summer football practice that summer, August of 1965, when I suffered a knee injury. My left knee got dislocated. In fact, the knee, if you hold your knee up, it should go backwards. When you pick it up, you can lift your knee backwards. I assure you, all of you, that given enough force in the form of about 500 pounds of muscle and bone from two different players, one hitting high, one hitting low, I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that knee can, in fact, go the other direction, given enough force, which it did. Now, if that injury happens to a football player these days, it's media attention by the coaches, probably a trip to the hospital to have it x-rayed, and healthcare professionals look it over, and so forth. Well, back then, the coach said, let me limp off the field, unassisted. I hopped off the field. I couldn't put any weight on it, obviously. And there was nobody looking at it. None of the coaches looked at it. There was no trip to the hospital, no x-rays. I simply had my buddy drive my British sports car home because I couldn't operate the automobile. I obviously couldn't operate the clutch. And that was it. That was it. So athletics and football was one of the top priorities for John Moore as an 18-year-old, soon-to-be high school senior, that coming up that fall. And I was devastated because it was such a big part of my life at the time. And I was praying for healing. I was focused on healing. My entire persona, my entire consciousness was focused on healing that knee so I could get back on the field with my teammates and be playing the first game, which took place probably the second or third week of September. In fact, I recall the first week or two of school, I was literally hopping on one foot. I couldn't put any weight on it. We had a schoolhouse that had, high school had three stories, no elevator. And I didn't have a cane or a crutch, and I had to hop up the steps and down the steps because I couldn't put any weight on that left foot. Regardless, I was healed and able to get back in full contact football before the first game. I was a starting defensive end and a starting offensive fullback. We had a good season. We had a season of 7 wins and 3 losses, which was actually not that good given the school's records, but overall for most schools that would have been a good record. Football season came and went. indoor track season came, I was competing successfully in track, and then a month or two after that, I broke the existing record for my high school in the 100-yard dash, broke the record for the 220-yard dash, and equaled the county record for the 100-yard dash at the same time. Point being, I went from an injury so severe I couldn't walk to equaling the county record for the 100-yard dash in about 6 months, a six-month period of time. At the time, I didn't realize how extraordinary that was. It wasn't until I was a mature adult many years later that I came to comprehend how unique and how special it would be to go from a dislocated knee so severe I couldn't walk on it for weeks to the point where I was tying the county track record for the 100-yard dash. And of course, I went on to the state track meet where I was the 18th fastest young man in the state of Missouri in the 100-yard dash in the state track meet. I didn't know it at the time. But what I was doing was implementing the principles that are in this book by Dr. Joseph Murphy, The Power of the Subconscious Mind. Now, if you're a student of these matters, you'll know that there's probably 2 to 3 dozen books of a similar genre that attempt to teach you similar principles. Majority of them don't do what this. There's a couple that do. Majority of them don't do what this do, which is the following. Dr. Murphy gives you specific instruction on how to implement these ideas. Majority's books say it would be great if you could do this and you'll accomplish great things, but they don't give you specific, detailed instructions. This book does. Now, there's over the centuries, there have been many, many thousands of millions, I guess you could say, if you talk about centuries, millions of people that have been quite successful in their chosen career, whatever that chosen career might be, whether it be business, finance, farming, construction work, being a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant, whatever it might be. Millions of people have achieved great things over the centuries. Many, I can't say all, obviously, that would be a foolish thing to do, but many of these people that have achieved great things in their lives have somehow, some way, learned to implement these principles. That's what they've done. They've learned how to achieve total clarity, total focus of their conscious to influence their subconscious. Now, I need to reiterate, there is absolutely no conflict between what Dr. Murphy is saying and the teachings of the Holy Bible, the Christian Holy Bible. There are no conflicts. In fact, one complements the other. Dr. Murphy makes a strong argument that one of the many things Jesus was trying to teach us was to teach us to be able to do these things. Now, I've noticed over the years, once again, reflecting on my own life, at a fairly young age, I would say by 19 or 20 years old, I learned how to consciously focus on achieving a goal and have absolute clarity and absolute focus on achieving whatever goal it might be, whether it was military intelligence, criminal investigations, business, whatever it might be, and go on to achieve those goals. I recall, it was probably about 1981 or so, I had decided I was going to start a residential real estate investment business. And I did my due diligence, studied up on it, figured out how to do these things, got my real estate broker's license and so forth. And I wrote down a specific goal with a specific date for me to achieve that goal, ink on paper. I signed it. I think I may have had my wife, Dr. Moore, sign it as a witness. I don't recall specifically. And I posted it on the wall of my office. And that goal was set out, I think, maybe 24 months out from the date of signing it. And I achieved that goal in about in maybe a year, maybe just under a year. And that was very gratifying to be able to do that. Very gratifying. Now, my book here, I've got it in my hand, my copy of The Power of Subconscious Mind. I've got tabs on it. I've got paper clips. I've got highlighters. and I'll probably, it's this particular, and different editions are going to have different page counts. This page count on this one is, 270-something pages. It takes a couple hours to read it. I do make an effort to read it about once a year. I like to get copies off of Amazon.com. I'll buy 5 or 6 copies a year, and then I will make them a gift to people I think would actually read it and actually make use of it, as opposed to just haphazardly giving them away as a haphazard gift to somebody. It can do that. You can do this. You can get this book. You can read it. You can make it part of who you are and incorporate these principles into your life to achieve whatever goal you want to achieve. It may be a health-related goal. It may be a relationship-related goal. It may be career-related. Maybe even a hobby. Maybe, some silly thing like fly fishing. If there's any fly fishermen, I'm sorry, but I think it's a pretty silly thing to do myself. But whatever that goal might be, hey, go for it. This book will give you the clarity, give you the focus to achieve whatever goal you want to achieve. I'm absolutely serious. I don't sell these books, by the way. Obviously, I don't. Free? How can you sell a free download? I was talking to my engineer briefly before the start of the program, and he's talking about getting a ream is 500 pages, a ream of 3-hole punch paper, and have Kinko's print it out. And I said, "Well, just get a copy from Amazon. They'll deliver it to your door for $5.49. Save yourself a trip to Kinko's and buy a ream of paper." But that's up to you, whatever you want to do. You can get there's Kindle editions available, of course. I like hard copy. The books that are important to me, that I want to keep in my permanent library, I do get hard copy. Whatever, if it's printed out on 3-hole punch paper and a 3-ring binder, or a regular bound book from a publisher, it doesn't matter. As long as I got hard copy, I'm a happy camper. I cannot emphasize too strongly that these principles do work. I cannot emphasize too strongly that many tens of thousands, possibly millions of people worldwide have somehow, some way, learned to implement these principles. They may not have ever heard of Joseph Murphy, but they've managed to achieve the goals that they set out to achieve. Maybe they read another of these, of the similar genre of books. Maybe they just learned how to do what I did as a young man, just achieve that clarity and focus. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, You know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website. The patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th day of December. Maybe you've pondered, maybe you've wondered how and why some people achieve goals and why other people don't. Maybe you've thought about that. What's the difference between those who achieve goals and those who don't? Now, obviously, there can be extenuating circumstances. You know, how intelligent a person is, who their parents are, what access to capital they may have. Obviously, those things could be in play and make a difference on one hand. On the other, most of us are aware of people who come from humble beginnings and achieve great things. Yes, and that happens a lot in the United States. I have a very dear friend of mine. He and his wife came here from what was then Czechoslovakia. It was still the communist country. They told their parents, they were youngsters in their early to mid-20s at the time. This would have been about 1985 or so. Told their parents they were going on vacation, and they escaped. Came across the Italian border, with four suitcases. Stayed in a refugee camp in Italy for a year, waiting to get permission to come to this country, and came here literally with the contents of those four suitcases to start their new life in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. That's been about 30 years ago, give or take a little. They've become very patriotic Americans, raising two beautiful children. They have a nice home that they live in, a family business that they run together. They've had different businesses over the years. They've settled on one that seems to be a good fit for their lifestyle and done quite well for themselves. Coming here with literally nothing but two suitcases full of personal possessions. No starting capital. No, not at all. And they're doing better than many Americans who were born here and had at least a head start in growing up speaking the language as opposed to it being a second language. What's the difference between immigrants who come here legally motivated to be successful and Americans who are born here and end up not being successful? Well, largely, it's a matter of desire, the ability to take that desire and translate that desire into complete clarity and complete focus with very specific goals in mind. That's, in my opinion, that's the difference. You can do this. You know, I am quite certain that pretty much everybody listening to my voice has goals that they would like to meet. It may be health-related goals. It may be career-related. It may be a relationship. It may be several of these things. There's no reason why not. One goal does not preclude or eliminate another goal. You need to, first of all, determine in detail what that specific goal is. It has to be very specific. It can't be some general thing such as, oh, I want to be successful in business. That won't cut it. You're going to learn about your brain and your subconscious mind when you read this book. Your conscious mind is, to use one of their analogies in the book, is the captain of the ship. That's the conscious mind. The subconscious mind is what goes on down below decks, all the crew members doing the bidding, following the directions of the captain of the ship. Unless the captain of the ship has clarity and focus, the crew down below decks isn't going to know what to do or when to do it or how to do it, will they? Of course not. Actually, let me amend that a little bit. The crew of the ship knows how to do what needs to be done. They do because they've been trained, they have the expertise, they know how to do what needs to be done on one hand. On the other, unless the captain gives specific clear instructions on what needs to be done, they won't be able to accomplish that goal. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with, and, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, there's a lot there. People who are new to my website, they say, boy, John, there's a lot at your website. There is. You spend a lot of time there. We're talking about the power of subconscious mind, of course, which is a free download at my website. Of course, another fun project at my website is the project which involves all you listeners, the project of locating images of continents with new coastlines on TV shows and movies. If you scroll down the left side, let's see, it's pretty far down. It begins right there near the Real Housewives of Isis, which is a funny little video done by the BBC. And it's a long list of images, movies, and TV shows, going back to the mid-1950s, by the way, early to mid-1950s. If you find one yourself, an image of a continent with new coastlines on a TV show or a movie, get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my five DVDs. So thank you. It's a fun project. It really took off this year. And, of course, I have energy cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I put the postage on it. I take it to the little country post office where you can get all the coffee you want to drink for 75 cents. or go to the catfish buffet and eat all the catfish you want on Friday evening for less than $10. And I ship it off to you. When you place an order for a mattress pad, I'm the guy that reconfigures them. I get them from the distributor. I reconfigure them to be compatible with the energy cleaner. I box them up and I ship them off as well. We just found out yesterday what the delay is. We thought it was the Christmas rush. It turns out UPS messed up massively and returned a bunch of mattress pads back to the factory distributor in Chicago. That is being corrected this week. I know people have been waiting, some of them 3, almost 4 weeks. But we'll be getting those things out soon. I don't want to promise a date to be held to it, but very soon, I hope. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. Seriously, you do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm going to talk to Tim Spencer about changing that to be 90 days here soon. You're risking nothing when you get an energy cleaner. Seriously, you're risking nothing. Only $285 shipping included. You can study up on it at my website. You can make your purchase right there at my website at thelibertyman.com of your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, using PayPal. PayPal's really neat. I like PayPal. They now take payments. You need to spread out that. If you live in the USA, by the way, you can spread out those payments over several months at PayPal. MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. I should also mention we have the Christmas giving season coming up. Under John's Survival and Tactical Gear, you'll find the ThermTac suits. I'm working today. Get an order out on a ThermTac suit. If you have concern about thermal imaging being used against you, you need a ThermTac suit. It's pretty neat technology. They're handmade one at a time, so there's a couple of week turnaround time to get these things delivered. I have a toll-free auto line for energy cleaners, by the way. Here it is, 800-592-9543. If you want to order your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, using my toll-free auto line, 800-592-9543. Wait open lines here at Public Broadcasting. Call the numbers 800-313-9443. I would have loved to have been to one of Dr. Murphy's lectures. I've got, I think, 6 or 7 of his 30 books. I'm not sure all of them are still in print. I believe there's probably, I don't have that Amazon page in front of me. I think 8 or 9 of his books are available at Amazon.com. He was a brilliant man, obviously. Born in 1898, and he died, I think it was around 1980, 81, something like that. About the same age as he was born about the same time my paternal grandfather was. My paternal grandfather was born about the same time, 1898 or so. Isn't it neat when you achieve a goal? It's fun. It's gratifying. All of us achieve certain goals. It may be a very minimal goal, such as going to get a cup of coffee. I have a goal to get a cup of fresh hot coffee. I prepare the coffee, and then I get it. That's achieving a goal. Maybe the goal is to get a nice, juicy bacon cheeseburger at your favorite place to get such a thing. And you travel to that location, you place your order, and you get your delicious, juicy bacon cheeseburger. Or it could be a major goal, such as graduating from a professional university, a college, getting a professional degree of some sort. I set out, I had a goal to become a graduate paralegal. And I determined what it would take to achieve that goal. And I did what was necessary to do that. And I achieved that goal. And I learned a lot. It was very good classes, very good discipline to learn the classic way of doing legal research, actually going to a law library and doing legal research with real books as opposed to online. I was just thinking this morning how probably a huge part of what law students do now is online as opposed to, you know, spending their life in a law library. I did my legal research at Washington University Law School Law Library. Most of it, occasionally I would go to St. Louis University Law Library, but the majority of it was in Washington University Law Library. And I learned a lot because my instructor taught the same course at the St. Louis University Law School. Same material, same homework assignments, the same tests, everything was the same, except the cost, of course, which was minimal for me in the community college as opposed to what the students were paying at St. Louis University Law School. And in fact, the instructor became a friend, and we're still friends after all these years, after 45 years. I learned a lot in that, and I achieved my goal because I had complete clarity and complete focus to do so. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Interesting subject. There are some statistics out there, and I always forget exactly how they work regarding people who want to be their own boss. They want to start a business. They don't want to be, I guess, told what to do. So they get this idea in their head that they're going to dodge that bullet by being their own boss, and then they find out fairly quickly that not only is it not easy or any easier than what they were doing, that it's actually impossible for them. The statistic is something like in the first year, 90 or 95% of them are out of business, and then in the second year, half of that group's gone. So I've been in business over 40 years. I must have done something right. I probably instituted some of these Murphy techniques inadvertently.
Right.
Dr. Myers would call some of this stuff persistent insistence. But
I
wanted to, yeah, well, he's a character. But one thing I did want to mention, one of my mentors when I was younger, who helped me to stay in business, great guy, moral fella, everybody likes him. But what he did is he kind of took this whole thing to a, he perverted the thing a bit, and what he tried to do was, the man was incredibly productive, but he was trying to live on candy bars and Coke, and we would work sometimes 36 hours straight. The bottom line is what he was doing was he was augmenting his mental abilities and his persistent insistence by cannibalizing his body.
Right.
And that's
I know what you're talking about, but most of our listeners do. I know exactly what you're talking about, but most of our listeners do not.
Well, you can't sacrifice your physical health in an effort to get ahead, because what happens is it's kind of like the tortoise and the hare. Yeah, you may be ahead for a little while, but you will hit the wall. And in fact, at 42, you wound up with heart stents. So, this is a problem. If you're going to do one of these things, and this is a small point I want to make, but if your mind is going somewhere, your body will have to go along too. So, while you're trying all this, working double shifts and all this, that's great, but make sure you're taking good care of your body. The other thing that I want to mention, and I see this with a lot of people, they try, and they're just having a hard time succeeding. And I always say, it doesn't appear that there's no reason they're not succeeding, but in my opinion, a lot of these people have a tail wagging their dog because they're ignoring spirituality, which, is a part of mental health. And
absolutely,
they're trying to do they're trying to do everything ex God. This is my business. What's God got to do with this? Well,
right.
If you want to succeed, and I'm only trying to be helpful here. If you want to succeed, make certain that you're taking care of yourself physically and spiritually, and then and it may take a little bit longer to achieve your goal, but I think you got a better shot at it if you'll approach it in a holistic way. Tune in on Friday mornings. Listen to some of what Dr. Myers has to say. That will help.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
You know, Rick, before you get away,
yeah.
Rick.
Sure.
It was about, I'm going to say the late 1980s, that I came to recognize as a mature adult that what John Moore was accomplishing was beyond what a mortal human being could do without divine intervention.
I can't believe you've got the nerve to mention that. Are you going to give God some credit?
Well, it took me, quite a while. It took me 20 something years as an adult to make that determination that I was quite happy to take personal credit for extraordinary achievements in solving murders and conducting investigations to the point where executives from Chicago were calling St. Louis, asking for me by name to conduct their investigations, and going to conferences and having people that I never heard of seek me out because of my reputation, becoming a nationwide reputation as an investigator. I was quite happy to take personal credit for that, but it was in hindsight that I recognized that I was getting help. I was getting divine help, divine intervention, and otherwise, these things could never have happened. And I was very humbled by that. And it stood me in good stead to recognize that and then incorporate that into my consciousness.
Yeah, giving thanks is a great thing. My kids took first place in every Pinewood Derby that they were ever in. But I wonder if they ever think back now and realize that they did not build those cars. You know, they stood there with the trophy and jumped up and down, but they didn't build the cars. I did that. So, yeah, I mean, somewhere, the old adage, behind every great man is a great woman. Well, you can extend that. Behind every great man, there is a complicit deity. He's getting some help. And I'm hoping that people are smart enough to ask for that help. I know they can get it without it, but I would inspire everybody to ask for that help. And then, for goodness sakes, remember to say thank you, too. Do that. And it's just a good mindset to get into.
I agree. Rick, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Okay. Call number is 800-313-9443. Now, I have to admit, because it's true, I've known atheists who have been successful in their chosen career, and it was quite successful, no doubt whatsoever. And they do it by hard work and perseverance and being very bright and so forth. One attorney I've worked with off and on since 1979 has been quite successful in his chosen career as a criminal defense attorney, on one hand. On the other, I know from personal experience that divine intervention surrounds us. There's a power. The power of God is what makes this world work. And I believe it's very important to understand that, to comprehend that, respect that, and incorporate that knowledge into your daily life. Now, it's going to be different things for different people. Some people need the structure of a corporate religion. I don't use the term organized religion. I use the term corporate religion because they are corporations. Maybe you don't need that kind of structure. Maybe one gentleman I know, he says, my religion is to take my Bible and go to a quiet place in nature, a park or in the forest or near a lake, and study my Bible in private. That's the way he achieves his goals. It's going to be different things for different people. Native Americans, I respect what they do. I don't feel any compulsion to convert Native Americans to my beliefs. The spiritual beliefs of Native Americans stand alone as what's good for them. I certainly would share my Christian beliefs with any Native American who wants to hear that message, but I have no compulsion to convert them to my way of thinking. I respect that. I believe Christians made massive mistakes, you know, over the centuries, converting Native peoples around the planet by force to Christianity. I don't believe Jesus wanted that at all. I've seen, and I'm not aware of anything in the Bible talking about conversion by force or threat of force. But that's what Christians did for centuries. Here's a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th day of December. Get this book. This copy I've got, it was, this is paperback. It's well used. It's obviously well used with tabs and paper clips and highlighter all through the book. It's a quick read, for me anyway, less than 300, just under 300 pages. Different editions are to have different page counts. The it's cheap paperback. The paper is starting to yellow a little bit, but it has the information. It doesn't matter what condition the book is, as long as all the pages are there and not damaged. It doesn't matter what, you know, get a used copy. Read this book. I'd read it through once and then go back and read it through a second time. That's when the second read through. And this is what I do anyway. You're going to have your own system. And I don't have that many books in my private library that I've got tabs and paper clips and highlighter through. Maybe it's probably 8 or 10 at the most. The second read through is when I start using highlighters and paper tabs so I can turn it into a reference book for my personal use with the tabs and highlighter. Whatever gets it done for you. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you read this book, comprehend it, incorporate these principles into your life, it will, and it can. I don't care if you're 18 years old or 88 years old. It can and will change your life in very positive ways. Very positive. Achieving health-related goals, relationship-related goals, career-related, education-related. It doesn't matter. It really does. And I've talked to, if you heard me talk to Dr. Myers about this, we one of the things the powers that be are concerned about is us barefoot peasants, finding out our true power. That's what they're really concerned about, is us finding out our own true power that each of us has. They're very concerned about that because there's no limits. And when you get hundreds or thousands of people who figure this out and start working and cooperating together, you got something that can't be stopped and can't be beat. You really do. That's what they're fearful of. So, bite the bullet. Get yourself a copy of this book, Amazon.com. Use bookstore, free download on my website. Whatever it takes you to get a hands on a copy of this book, spend a couple hours and read it. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Yes, it is consistent with Christian values and Christian beliefs. It absolutely is consistent with no conflict whatsoever. So just put your mind at ease. All you Christians out there, there's no conflict whatsoever with the principles outlined in this book in Christianity. We've got to chop the hour break. We look forward to having Leon Green with us. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.